This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. I was unable to bring you an Hour One Nugget yesterday because there were things happening in my life and I didn't feel worthy. And so I brought you a recorded message. The Lord is working on me at the moment, I know He is. And He's sifting me like wheat, shaking all the dross away and leaving the purity. And it's hard. But it's exhilarating. And it is wonderful. Painful and tough and wonderful. Paul's letter to the Roman church, the 12th chapter, and verse 4 says this: just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function. Verse 5, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. It's a wonderful analogy, looking at Christ's body and looking at who we are within that body. We belong to the body of Christ. You've heard that many times. We belong to the body of Christ. But what does that mean when you break it down? Well, quite often things will go wrong with my body. My arm might not work one day. In fact, I can remember not that long ago, I was unable to lift my arm, and I didn't know why. I could only lift it sort of shoulder height, and I couldn't get it up any further than that. And the doctor said it was tennis elbow or something, I don't know. But it was not functioning properly. And when one of us who are all parts of the body of Christ don't function properly, there's a problem, and it needs to be sorted out. When you have a problem with your body, if you can't sort it out by remedies at home, then you go and see a doctor, and the doctor will say, well, this is wrong, or that is wrong, and you need to do this or that, and you need to take this medication or whatever it is. He will give you a solution. And oftentimes when we are not working together, we need to go to the doctor. And the doctor is our Lord. And we need to say, Father, for me to function, what do I need to do? And He will tell us. He will tell me. He will tell you. And this is the joy. In your body, there is not one bit more important than the other. The head is not more important than the eyes. The eyes are no more important than the ears or the arm or the hand. If you lose a finger through amputation, you will know that there is something missing. If you lose a leg through amputation, you will know there is something missing. Beloved, all parts of the body are as important as all the others. That means that you are important. Are you hearing this message? I believe you've been doubting yourself as to your importance within the body of Christ. I believe you've been saying to yourself, what's the point of me being here? What is the point of what I do? What is the point as I serve the body with the small role I have? No one really looks at me. No one takes any notice of me. I know this. If you weren't there doing the role that you are doing, you would be missed because you are part of the body and you are just as important as every other part of that body. The pastor, what role does he have? He's a body part. The worship leader, what role does he or she have? They are body parts. What role do I have? Beloved, I am nothing more than a body part. Everything I do here on Worship Radio 247, on Worship TV, it's nothing to do with me. It's all about glory to God. God gets all the glory, all of the time. I am a tiny, insignificant part of the body of Christ. But this is why I rejoice. Because I am an effective part of the body. If I allow my thoughts and my mind to align with that of God and the Holy Spirit, then I become effective. If I take my eyes off Jesus and if I go my own way, which I have done so many times, I'm completely and utterly ineffective in the body of Christ. And I have no worth, no value. Earlier on, I read Psalm 34. It's such a powerful verse of scripture. Two verses, in fact, hit me immediately as I was reading them. Verse 5 says, those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. Verse 7, for the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. So powerful. So powerful when I was feeling so ineffective. Right at the beginning of this program and all this morning, I've been feeling ineffective. And I didn't realize I was going to be bringing this word today, but it became very clear why I needed to. I felt ineffective. With everything that I do, I felt ineffective. And that was because my eyes are not always on the Lord. And I drift, and I sin, and I fall, and I fall away. And then something needs to happen. And God gets my attention, which is exactly what's been happening. He got my attention by tapping on my shoulder and saying, David, do you know how much I love you? Do you know how much I care for you? And do you know that you are an effective part of the body? Just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function. So it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. Do you get that? They don't work out of sync. When bodies are working, they work in sync. If I'm walking down the road and I'm swinging my arms don't swing together, they swing in opposite ways. That's not me that decides, it's my brain. It's whatever is going on internally makes a decision that my arm, if it's forward, my left arm is forward, my right arm will be back, and it goes in sync with my legs as I walk. It all works together. When I look with my eyes and I look to my left, both eyes go left, not one, but both eyes go to the left, both eyes go to the right. They work in sync. And so the body works in sync together, different things doing different things. So important. And when we look at this analogy of all of us doing our part, whatever it is we have to do, we are part of that body, and we have to continue to work in that direction as part of that body, because otherwise the body becomes ineffective. The body becomes out of sync, not stepping the way that it should. And so therefore, take courage, beloved, for you are an effective part of the body of Christ, if you want to be. And if you want to be, and you feel that you're not, then this is the time to say, Lord, I want to be an effective part of your body. Lord, hear my prayer. Just as David cried out. In verse 4 of Psalm 34, he said, I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. So David was praying that his fears would be overcome. He was praying, and the Lord answered him and freed him. That is what God does. So if you're praying now that you would be an effective part of the body, just say, Lord, say it after me, Lord, let me be an effective part of your body. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.